All right. Can I invite you to get in a relaxed position where your body can lean, sit, lay, and feel your muscles unravel, your bones sink in. Just take a minute or so to allow yourself to sink in and relax your body. Inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Just allowing yourself to unravel and be undone in a way that you're safe and you are feeling more and more relaxed, more and more present to your breath. Focus on your breath, inhaling through your nose deeply, slowly, exhaling through your mouth. Every exhale, you sink in more and more, finding yourself feeling more and more relaxed. And it could look like heavier, feeling your bones becoming heavier, sinking in to the seat. Finding that there's movement, your shoulders drop away from your ears, your legs sink in, become heavier, your head lolls back. All of this is gifting yourself the space, the self-love to relax and do nothing but focus on my words and on being mindfully disconnected from the world, and especially disconnected from the monkey mind of being critical, task oriented. All right, take a few more inhales and exhales just to ground yourself in this moment, in this presence. Letting your body enjoy it. Letting your mind be very quiet, very focused. And the next invitation, I'm going to invite you to imagine you can go into your mind, in through your scalp, into your brain. And I'm going to ask you to find that little critical talker, kind of like Inside Out, that movie where there's all these different personalities. And I want you to find the personality who judges, is always has something to say, and oftentimes it's negative or it's not enough. You're doing it wrong. You're not doing it right. You're not pretty enough. You're not small enough. Whatever it is, I'm going to invite you for just at least this session to imagine that's not really you. Who's listening to me is really you. Who's feeling the sensation of relaxing? Who's the observer? That little voice is just a part of your nervous system. The nervous system that tries to keep you alive and safe, and not always accurate, not always helpful. So I'll be quiet for a minute as you use your imagination and just your creativity, your intuition, and go in and find that little voice and give it a face. Give it a face, give it a body. What does it look like? What does it sound like? Sometimes people see it as like a cartoon. Sometimes it's like an animal. Sometimes it has like Sharpie features or just might even be a mini version of someone you know in your life. The invitation now, as you see them, I'm going to ask you to imagine yourself pulling this little voice, this little nervous system personality out of your body. Like, imagine reaching and pulling them out. And I want you to give them a talking to, as if you would your child, your pet, someone who has just gotten a little out of hand and has a little too much to say, especially in spaces that they're not invited to. Just as if I were driving my car and I would allow my 10-year-old to come up and push me out of the driver's seat and drive the car. That's what we do sometimes when we allow this voice to have an opinion, almost like shit-talking us. We need to get back in the driver's seat, kick them out of the driver's seat, put them back in the back seat. We might not be able to drive without them, but by golly, they're not going to drive the car, which means we're not going to let them drive where our thoughts and our feelings go because they're inaccurate, not helpful. So when you're ready, let loose what you think about this voice having too much say about anything that you feel makes you feel wrong, bad, not right, not beautiful, not enough, not perfect. I'll be quiet for a moment as you just give it to them like you wrote a reprimand someone who did something completely inappropriate and harmful. You can also add what you're going to do now about them. It might look something like, I know you're a part of me, and at moments in my life, you're helpful, but you have way too much radio time. I'm taking the microphone out of your hand. I'm taking the power out of your words because you are not me and you're not right, especially in whatever area it has so much to say. Maybe it's your body. Maybe it's your how much you accomplish or don't accomplish, relationships, work, whatever it is. Take your power back because this little turd has gotten too much airtime. Telling them where they can, when you allow them, they can. You hear them yapping in the background, but you say, I'm not going to give you power unless you're saving my life, unless you're doing something that supports me and my higher self, my growth. Other than that, zip it and imagine, ready? Imagine putting a muzzle tape and then putting that sucker in the back seat. And if you have like a big, imagine a big van, it's in the way back seat. Strap them into the seatbelt. Get back to the front of the car. Turn the radio on to thoughts that empower you, make you feel good. Know that you are love and you are loving. You come from love and you give love. And one of the biggest loving things you can do is keep that little sucker quiet because it's not helping right now. It's not you. It's just a voice thinking it's helping, but it's a little obsessed with what's not working or what it says it's not working, even if it is. Take a few deep breaths. And in the future, at any time you want, you can imagine when you hear that critical voice making you wrong, making the world wrong, and it doesn't feel good in your body, take a moment. Re-listen to this or imagine putting any voice, this voice or any other voice, back in the back seat, zipping their little mouths up any way you like, get back in the driver's seat and experience freedom. 3 deep breaths to integrate this throughout your body. one more. All right. Make it a great day.